Hey, how's it going, Champagne Sharks? Hope everyone's doing well. Just wanted to do some quick house cleaning and let people know. Go to champagnesharks.com and you get access to all the links related to Champagne Sharks. You can go there and find it all. And you can find where we are on social media, our products, all that stuff. Also, Patreon benefits, which includes Discord server, book club night, movie night discussions, show notes, newsletter, and most importantly, bonus episodes. So definitely become a patron for $5 a month at patreon.com/champagnesharks. And without further ado, here is the episode. Take care.
Champagne Sharks. What's up, everybody? This is Kenny sitting here with Mario.
What's going on, everybody?
And we were just having a conversation offline. All three of us have been talking about these serial killer documentaries, and there's one in particular. And so I guess we can call this the serial killer episode, I guess. I don't know. But it just kind of messed with me, and it was The Grim Sleeper. And so we've been talking about these things, and we've been trying to, what I wanted to talk about was paralleling how we see a lot of situations when it comes to society as far as dating. And we have this community of guys and the manosphere, and then you have these incels and things like that. And what I thought was interesting is how a lot of these power simps and a lot of these incels are like angry with women. And I didn't ever draw a connection between them and these serial killers from the 80s. Now, I'm not saying that these guys are serial killers. I'm not saying the incels are serial killers or gonna kill someone, but I'm just saying.
Okay? We need to have
a powwow about this.
What's going on with these people, man?
And me and Mario were just talking, and I was watching The Grim Sleeper. The Grim Sleeper is a black man named Lonnie Franklin. And we talked about this also, that we didn't know this many black people were serial killers.
Right.
You know,
one of the most prolific serial killers in the history of the country. The most prolific serial killer
in the country is a black man named Samuel Little. And Lonnie Franklin, the Grim Sleeper, I didn't know. I heard of the Grim Sleeper. I never did any research or looked into it. And once I did, I was like, we got to have a conversation about this, because this is very disturbing. And what's disturbing about him in particular, because Lonnie Franklin was in South Central Los Angeles. He was born in South Central Los Angeles. I forgot what high school he went to, but he's from the area. I believe he grew up on 81st and Western. He's from the hood. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when he's around doing the things that he's doing, it's roughly about 1982. All the way up until he got caught in, he's dead now. He got caught in 2007. He started in 1984. And he's got between 10 to 25 victims and one survivor, right? Mm-hmm. And I watched this documentary on the Grim Sleeper, and it was a European fellow. He is chronicling this case. And he was doing this at the time that this was on trial. So it's a pretty old documentary, probably 2012, 2013. Okay. And he found a woman to ride along with him. Now, this woman used to be an addict, and she was also a sex worker. And she knew Lonnie Franklin. She knew him. And mm-hmm. she would go around with this man talking to other sex workers, older women, and asking if they remembered Lonnie Franklin. A lot of them was, oh, yeah, I remember him. We remember him. Now, the thing about this dude that bothered me the most was his reasoning behind why he was doing it. And then also what was going on in South Central Los Angeles at that time.
Wait, before we move into that, do you remember why they were saying they remembered him and all that stuff? Was there a particular reason why they were saying that?
Yeah.
Like, was so he a weird lot of the dude? Women, was he?
Yeah, a lot of the women that said they remembered him, one of the things that they all said, that he was very weird. He was very odd. One woman mm-hmm. said that, she was not a sex worker or addict or anything, but she was on her way somewhere, and she was going to a Tupperware party, and she missed the bus, and so she couldn't get to where she was